The Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a high-stakes case for the credit card industry. The justices considered reviving a case in which the government accused American Express of thwarting competition by barring merchants from steering customers to credit cards with lower fees. David McLaughlin, Bloomberg News corporate influence reporter, was in the courtroom today to listen to the arguments. So, David, you write that the justices appeared divided. Tell us what the division was.
Well, the real debate at the court today was between Justice Sotomayor and Justice Gorsuch. On one hand, Sotomayor was saying, well, these rules that prevent merchants from offering lower discounts to consumers if they use a different card. The consumer at the counter doesn't get the choice about which card to use because he or she isn't generally aware that there are these different fees charged to merchants, and merchants aren't allowed to tell consumers about them. And so what she was saying is consumers deserve that choice, and they don't have it, and so that harms competition. On the other hand, Gorsuch was pointing out that in the beginning of the arguments that government never proved that that there was an overall net increase in price to consumers, because the benefits, the rewards that consumers get for paying these higher fees weren't considered in the overall, whether it was an overall increase in price.
So they were on opposite ends. Could you tell where the other justices were?
Most of the other justices were fairly quiet. I think the others that piped in were Justice Kagan, who seemed to agree with Sotomayor, and Justice Breyer appeared to agree with the government's part of the government's argument here, which is that there's sort of this two-stage test for showing harm in this case. One is that you show harm on the merchant side; they're prevented from steering customers to lower fee cards. And then the second step, once the government does that, is to consider the benefits, the rewards on the other side. And so that sort of two-step process is something the government has argued for. So Breyer seemed to support that view. The other justices were generally quiet.
So there's been a lot of talk about this case in connection with the internet members, including Amazon, Google, and Facebook, who want to see the appeals court ruling in favor of American Express, and then those who say that it would make it harder for antitrust enforcement in those areas. Explain that argument, why this affects tech in a specific way.
Right, that's kind of what's interesting, I think, about this case, is that, ultimately, the credit card business is sort of it's what they call a platform business. You know, on one hand, on one side are the merchants, on the other side are the consumers and Amex and the other card companies sit in the middle. And so tech companies like Amazon and Facebook and Google are also considered platform companies. You know, Google, for example, you and I use Google to search. On the other side are, advertisers that pay Google to advertise on the site. And so the fear among some people, some friends of the court that argued, is that if this case ultimately, if the lower court decision is upheld in favor of Amex, that sort of raises the bar for bringing in enforcement action, because effectively the government would have to consider both sides of the market rather than just one. I mean, Amex view would prevail in that case, in that not only would the government have to consider the fact that that merchants have to pay these higher fees, but they also have to consider the rewards that consumers pay. And so that's kind of a tricky balancing act and makes it just that just raises the bar, makes it tougher for a government to bring in enforcement action. And so the fear is that that could be translated to potentially an antitrust case that might be brought against the tech companies. I mean, there's not, you know, an active case against those companies, but that's the fear.
So in just about less than a minute, actually, MasterCard and Visa settled a similar case. Any chance that American Express, that there might be a settlement here?
It doesn't look that way. because I mean, they won at the appeals court. It's kind of hard to tell which way the court's going to go today. But they've been fighting this since 2010.
They're really sticky to it.
A long time. I think they're dug in here.
Well, we will see if this case goes against them, what happens then. Thank you so much for being here, David. That's David McLaughlin, Bloomberg News corporate influence reporter, and he was in the Supreme Court today when the Amex case was being ordered.